these diamonds. There's a story behind these diamonds. Your grandma kept them in a velvet box inside a drawer. These diamonds in a green velvet sea, they're just like islands. They could have brought a pretty penny in their time. If we sold them, we sure could have used the money. But one day all that money would be gone. And Grandma said, we can't be poor. Just look right here inside this drawer. And once a year, she'd put them on. How they sparkle, how they shine. Hand it down to you and me to be their keeper for a time. But these diamonds, these little islands, how they sparkle, how they shine. These islands, there's a story behind these islands. Your grandpa sailed me out to them when I was just your size. These islands in a green velvet sea, they're just like diamonds. They could have brought a pretty penny in their time. And we could have filled them in and built a city. Like Grandma could have sold those jewels she prized. She kept them safe and so did we. These diamonds, these mangrove keys, so you can see with your own eyes. How they sparkle, how they shine. Hand it down to you and me to be their keeper for a time. But these diamonds, these little islands, how they sparkle, how they shine. So many generations have passed these heirlooms down so easily. They could have sold them, so very much more beautiful to hold them. How they sparkle, how they shine. Hand it down to you and me to be their keeper for a time. But these diamonds, these little islands, how they sparkle, how they shine. How they shine. Diamonds, how they shine. These little islands, how they shine. These little diamonds, how they shine.
Well, I've seen a lot of interesting things happen on this stage in the 17 years I've been coming here. And one of my very most favorite ones was when Boomslang and his crew were up here doing a song called We'll Come Back to the Tower. And at the place where you would expect a mandolin solo or something, they had arranged with the operator of the Carillon Tower, who played the solo on the Carillon. And it was a very interesting moment. Now, Boomslang had some things that he thought were important to mention about him, and he being an accurate guy, I wanted to write them down and be sure to get them right. Boomslang Swamp Singer is this fellow here. You can tell Boomslang he's the one with the green visor.
I don't think so.
He's a Roadhouse performer from Broward County. He won the Will McLean Award for Best Florida Song in 1995. And I think I remember that, since you can fit New Jersey into the Everglades, looks like this year they're going to try. He also won second place in the Fort Bend, Texas Country Music Contest in 1997. And last year, Boomslang was the first acoustic performer to make the cover of City Link magazine. Also, he is a library card holder of the main branch of the Broward County Library System, as well as being a Christmas Club member at Nations Bank, formerly known as Barnett Bank, now known as Bank of America. Severe penalties for early withdrawal. Boom slang.
Come in, Mr. Microphone. Now, back in 1991, when I first became a swamp singer, I'll... Whoop. All the people came to me and said, hey, you can't be a real swamp singer till you have a song with then-chief Jim Billy of the Seminole tribe in it.
Does the microphone? Yes, it works. The guitar does not.
This is the Peters Road Swamp Blues Band. On my stage left, your right, is Armadillo Jake on mandolin. Next to me, on acoustic guitar, is War Dog Vanderplate, our the band leader. Next to him on bass is Mark Crocodile Harris. And on at playing wide receiver, wearing 185 pounds, is Rayford Stark. We ready?
My middle name is Yard Sale. Can't afford to pass one by. One day a hat set by me as it caught my eye. Though it was cheap at half the price, suit all my head inside. Think I might have paid too much for Jim Billy's hat. Think I might have paid too much for Jimmy Billy's hat. I bought this American flag, which had 48 stars and some old Burmese shave sign. About a trip to Mars, a rubber tip for a walker. Got a good deal on that. Think I might have paid too much for Jim Billy's hat. Think I might have paid too much for Jimmy Billy's hat. Bought a red tennis ball with a pebble loose inside and a Jerry Vale album that I still haven't tried. Gas tax refund vouchers, got a good deal on that. But I think I might have paid too much for Jim Billy's hat. I bought Gordon Liddy's flashlight that he used at Watergate, and a terrible swift sword from a Civil War state. Got the Loch Ness Monster's autograph, got a real good deal on that.
Think I might have paid too much for Jim Billy's hat. Think I might have paid too much for Jimmy Billy's hat.
Photographs of John the Baptist, but not the John you think. And a shrine for your lawn made from half a sink. Amelia Earhart's flight plan, got a real good deal on that.
Think I might have paid too much for Jim Billy's hat. Think I might have paid too much for Jimmy Billy's hat.
Got to think of it, I paid way too much for
Jimmy Billy's hat.
Well, my final song, I'm going to do a song I wrote for the band's title CD entitled The Last Train Out of Key West. Great Hurricane of 35 rolled across the Middle Keys and destroyed Isla Mirada for, destroyed Henry Flagler's railroad for eternity. The last train ever of the old Key West station on Duval Street left at exactly 5:45 p.m. September 2nd, 1935. On board was notorious smuggler Jack Diamond, eloping with the incredibly innocent and excruciatingly lovely Shay Fleming, the 20-year-old daughter of the Monroe County Sheriff. On the last train out of Key West, Jack Diamond was a bold one step ahead of the rest. No, he shouldn't have brought her. Shay, the sheriff's daughter, that's my lead right beside him. King of the Florida Straits rum runners, but two rival gang machine gunners ambushed Deputy Doug Dare at the Monroe County Fair. They dropped Jack's calling card behind them.
Cudjo Kiba, here, Honda Marathon, I love a ride. Speeding train with secret cargo. Past mysterious Lincoln, mighty keen air, upper Matacombe. Finally on to Key Largo.
In just an hour and a quarter, a dark blue wall of salt water broke upon the middle keys, uprooting railroad ties and trees, destroying Henry Flagler's rail forever. Cause you keep a here Honda Marathon, I love Marauder, speeding train with secret cargo. Past mysterious Lincoln invited her upper Matacombe, finally on to Key Largo. Well, they never rebuilt the track. Ghostly trestles that witnessed Shay's escape with Jack, safe from that wall of water, with the sheriff's daughter on the last train out of Key West. Rayford! They never rebuilt the track. Ghostly trestle that witnessed Shay's escape with Jack, safe from that wall of water, with the sheriff's daughter on the last train out of Key West. On the last train out of Key West.
On the last train out of Key West.
Thank you. In 1990, Gamble Rogers, when he heard Ken Skeens play Paw Prince, said, "We've lost Will McLean, we've lost Will, but someone else has picked up the flag." 1991, when Gamble Rogers died, Ken wrote a song for Gamble entitled "An Empty Chair." That song won first place at the first Will McLean Song Contest and also won first place at the Gamble Rogers Folk Festival in the year 2002. In 93, Ken teamed up with Lee Goldsmith, she spells the name L-E-I-G-H, who was to become his wife. In 97, Lee wrote the song "Florida, My Florida," the finished fourth in the Will McLean contest. Lee also has written two songs on their most recent CD. They have two CDs out. One is called "Florida Spirit," and the other is called "Circle of Song." So here they are, Ken and Lee.
Thank you, Boom Slang. I want to make welcome everybody's fiddler, Mr. Wayne Martin, going to help us. I'm going to start with one that's about the Green Swamp. A lot of people don't even know where the Green Swamp is, but it's really critical to Florida's water supply, the aquifer. There's four major rivers that form in the Green Swamp and flow out in various directions and end up in the Gulf and also in the Atlantic. So for that reason, I call this song "Mother of Waters." swamp is a story of one mother's glory who gives up her children at birth. With grace and with beauty, through wisdom and duty, she sends them out to go water. Cradle of rivers, the green swamp delivers, rivers that run wild and free. Oh, mother of waters, may your sons and daughters ever roll down to the sea. Through the grace of the showers, the patience of hours, her green mantle filters the flow. In slow, silent motion, they're called to the ocean. They give their life to the land as they go. Oh, cradle of rivers, the green swamp delivers, rivers that run wild and free. Oh, mother of waters, may your sons and daughters ever roll down to the sea. And from the green swamp forlorn, where rivers are born, she calls out to those who still care. Stop those who take her, and acre by acre, leave her barren and bare. Oh, cradle of rivers, the green swamp delivers, rivers that run wild and free. Oh, mother of waters, may your sons and daughters ever roll down to the sea. With all motherly graces, the green swamp embraces her children held close to her breast. As they slip from her hand to go water the land, she silently whispers a prayer, they are blessed. Oh, cradle of rivers, the green swamp delivers, rivers that run wild and free. Oh, mother of waters, may your sons and daughters ever roll down to the sea. And from the green swamp forlorn, where rivers are born, she calls out to those who still care. Stop those who take her, and acre by acre, leave her barren and bare. Oh, cradle of rivers, the green swamp delivers, rivers that run wild and free. Oh, mother of waters, may your sons and daughters ever roll down to the sea. Oh, mother of waters, may your sons and daughters ever roll down to the sea.
Thank you.
Maintaining the water theme here, this next song is called Old Florida River. I originally started to write a song about the Econalakahatchee in Central Florida, and that didn't work very well lyrically. So I decided to make it about all of Florida's rivers. There's so many beautiful rivers, and you can kind of close your eyes and lay back in your canoe and do your own little video on this. This is called Old Florida River. If you know, help us out on the chorus.
Thank you.
slow-flowing river where the tall cypress grows. She holds fast her secrets nobody knows. Run quiet, dark water, carry me with your song. Roll on, roll forever, won't you take me along? Oh, you old Florida River, ever more than you see. Make me one with your spirit, let me glide on your dream. Oh, you old Florida River, rolling down to the sea. Roll on, roll forever, may you run wild and free. Oh, you roll an old river, moving soul of the land. Bless us with your water, bring life to the sand. Take me to still water, where the otters still play. Rolling old river, won't you take me away? Oh, you old Florida river, ever more than you see. Make me one with your spirit, let me glide on your dream. Oh, you old Florida river, rolling down to the sea. Roll on, roll forever, may you run wild and free. May we see you as sacred, ever clear and serene. May we hold you as holy, ever keep you pristine. Oh, there's a slow-flowing river where the tall cypress grows. She holds fast her secrets nobody knows. Run quiet, dark water, carry me with your song. Roll on, roll forever, won't you take me along? Oh, you old Florida river, ever more than you seem. Make me one with your spirit, let me glide on your dream. Oh, you old Florida river, rolling down to the sea. Roll on, roll forever, may you run wild and free. Roll on, roll forever, may you run wild and free.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you all.
It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to this next lady who's been gracing the stages of the Florida Folk Festival since 1966 with her beautiful songs. She's a Grammy Award nominee. She is the recipient of the Florida Heritage Award. Ladies and gentlemen, please show your love and affection for Miss Jeannie Fitchin.
Well, you've been a beautiful, patient audience. We are running way, way over time. We may never be allowed on this stage again, I'm afraid. Okay. All right, this is a song about the turpentine industry. Back in the previous century, around the turn of the previous century, there was a very dark side where it said that the overseer with his whip can make the blood ooze from a man's back just as quickly as he can make the gum ooze from the trees. Are we ready? All right. Was born to the weary, the broken, the toil-worn, a life of bondage without hope for tomorrow. And the sun rarely shines through the tall Florida pines. And the spirit pitch lies heavy on the ground. Some centuries before it began in Virginia, the forests were slashed and left burned. Southward, the Tar Heels moved on as a slave deals, sold bodies and souls to the company store. In Turpentine Town, you lived with the sound of the gun. Shackles of fear gripped all who could hear as her spirits laid waste in the Florida pines. Like his father before him, he was bound to seasons that run with the flow of the gum from the trees. On a dollar a day, his debt was never paid. The half century he lived in the Florida pines. One summer, the camp foreman chose a lady for the man. In a brief commissary wedding, without flowers or a band. And the shanty they shared with its walls cold and bare stood moldering in the wind and the rain. In Turpentine Town, every bondsman found to the combines, privateers in trust, he was bound. And the spilled blood outweighed profits that were made. Salsi Puedes, Salsi Puedes, he cried. Sol si puedes, get out if you can. Thank you all so much. Thank you. Okay. Need I say more, Mr. Bobby Hicks?
Yeah, we ain't gonna talk about the damn song. We're running too late, but y'all understand it. It's self-explanatory. If you know it, sing along. I guess I'm a little bit of everything. Seen so many flags unfurled. Someone still remembers. Come to see us from all over the world. I'm the Spanish moss hanging from the live oak trees. I'm what's left of the panther and the old manatee. I'm the eagle in flight, I'm the ocean's roar. I'm Florida, need I say more? I'm Florida, need I say more? I'm the ghost of the Spaniard at the fountain. In old Augustine by the sea. Down around Brighton, I'm a Seminole Indian. Somehow through it all, still walks free. I'm the sunburned face on that old Key West calm, watching hurricanes from down on Duval Street. I'm a tarpon jumping down in Chokoloskee, where the Gulf and the Everglades meet. I'm the coat of gray my great-grandfather wore when in the fields at Lusty they fought. I'm the roar of the Cameron Sun's mill at Lacoochee, as vanished as the cypress they saw. Apalachicola oysters, and I'm Crystal Spring. I'm Cousin Thelma Bolton, and I'm Will McClain. Forest green, and I'm Golden Shores. I'm Florida. Need I say more? I'm Florida, need I say more? Weathered skin of the Arcadian cowboy, riding fence on Ike's brother's herd. Or a canoe trip down the Mayaca, where the gators still left undisturbed. Coral's still alive out in old Tampa Bay. And a secret place my brother Ricky and I know. I'm the citrus getting ripe in the sunshine in Ben Hill, Griffin's frostproof grove. Water's once clear as a swimming pool, though fewer than there used to be. Though it'll never be like yesterday, you can still catch a fish safe to eat. Better hurry. Take a look around me, I'm sure you'll agree. Florida's the best of the land of the free. With all of the good life right here at our door. I'm Florida, need I say more? I'm Florida, need I say more? I'm a Spaniard, and I'm Frenchman, and I'm British, and I'm an Indian. I'm forest, and I'm swamplands, opportunities for all men. Proud as can be when I roar. I'm Florida, need I say more? I'm Florida, need I say more? Thank you!